Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life, Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Today we're going to talk about Turtle Island. That, if you all don't know, is what the Ojibwe or Anishinaabe people call the Northern America. It's not called America. We have lots of legends and those types of things pertaining to this Turtle Island. But I'm not going to go into a lot of that. I once was in a group of people that put on a play called Turtle Island Blues. That was an amazing time for me because, you know, here we are talking about the history of the land in the play. And my partner was, I sang every time they needed a singing part on there. There was a drum group there, and I was part of the drum group. And it was pretty amazing. Dennis Montgomery, he works at the Lucha Tribal College, was the producer. And there was a lot of things that were depicted in the play, from the arrival of Columbus up to the present day Turtle Island now. And there was a timeline, and the timeline was pretty good, you know. I liked what he had put together and what he had produced with that. And we talk about a timeline. Turtle Island, you know, has been here for thousands and thousands of years, just like everything else. It was a part of a great continent. I can't remember the entire continent. I think it was called Pandora or something like that. I could be wrong. I know I'm wrong. my history teacher's gonna strangle me. But anyway, there was this great continent, and all these continents broke apart. And now this present day Turtle Island is what we live on now. 65 million years ago, dinosaurs. You know, I tell you, if you were looking through a microscope 65 million light years away, looking towards Earth here, you'd be seeing dinosaurs right now. But you'd still see Turtle Island and the rest of the continents that had split apart during that time. So, anyway, Turtle Island is a very, very sacred place for a lot of us here in these lands. And across the continent itself, and we have taken great pride throughout the years to take care of it, take care of the land the way we were shown, and to respect all the living beings. I'm talking about all of them, and that's the plant people and the animal people. And when we go on out, you know, us as Ojibwe people will go out and we'll, if we're going to pick something, even the plant people will go out and we'll put some tobacco down and, you know, tell the plant what we are using the plant for. And that's just a basic thing, you know. There's a lot more to it. And same way with when we cross the land, you know, I think a lot of us, especially on the Powell Trail, will put some tobacco down for safe travels across the land, because we are traveling into lands that were already there and we're asking for a safe passage there to wherever the next powwow is, and then back again, of course. And, you know, at a lot of the powwows, you know, I hear them talk about Turtle Island, you know, and the mother of all mothers. And what she's provided for us as a people. And in this region, the different trees that grow here, they don't grow in all hemispheres of the earth. There's certain trees that grow in certain hemispheres, and how we've utilized those throughout the years, and also different animals. We don't have crocodiles up here. We don't have elephants, giraffes, those types of animals. We have deer, cougar, wolves, bear, you know, and turtles. I do believe turtles are all over the earth, though. And we have certain kind of snakes, like garter snakes. We don't have the poisonous kind. I think it's too cold in this region for them. And the rains in this area here on Turtle Island, we have the largest lake system in the world here, which is Lake Superior, and we call it Gichigumi. And that lake is here on Turtle Island, and we're also in a land of 10,000 lakes. But next to us is Wisconsin. I do believe they rival us as just as much, 10,000 lakes, I do believe. And of course, we go into Canada, and they have the chain of lakes up there. Very, very pristine lakes. I once dove off a high-rise cliff, and I could see way down. I could see fish way down in the water. And that's how clear it was. And also, you know, that's how clear the lakes were here at one time. Unfortunately, you know, we can only eat so many fish out of some of these lakes. The contamination that has happened. And also along, you know, some of the garbage dumps are kind of bad. You know, they bury it, but then again, you get that methane gas coming out of there, which, by the way, we could also turn into energy if we really wanted to. Everything on this earth is energy. Down into the earth, the temperature is always warm, above 50. And of course, the rays of the sun, you know, the earth soaks it up. And here on Turtle Island, you know, and then all the animals that are here, and we're talking about the ones in the lake too, you know, the fish, turtles, big snapping turtles. Yeah, some of those you got to watch out for. Snakes. The big cats, bears, different kind of bears. Recently, like a couple of years back, I ran into a huge cinnamon-colored bear here in this area. And I've never seen a bear that big. So, you know, Turtle Island hosts a lot of animals, and some of them are coming back, like cougars. Cougars are coming back into the area, and I've been seeing all over the place. I've seen one. And we got to let them have the respect that they deserve. Same way with the forest. So, anyway, I guess this is the end of the show here. We'll be talking to you again next week, and hopefully you'll tune on in again next week. And, yeah, thanks for listening. Thank you for tuning on in. This is John Harper. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned and come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.